Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Flagstead goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Brannan reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. Brannan moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive towards first. Rothrock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flagstead. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Berry and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer bunts towards third. Betancourt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Brannon applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the mound. Crowder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeely strikes out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brannon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Brannon reaches second base with a double. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead throws the ball into Rogel, who tags Manish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brannon scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Rothrock steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rothrock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McFadden. Kress moves to third. Blue moves to second. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Brannan moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.